Tech Webcast,
streamed from our brains to our mouths, to your ears, to your brain. It's like our brains are holding hands, brain hands. That doesn't really make sense, but Tech Webcast does. Tech stuff, gadgets, games. Come and wander around geek heaven with us. Tech Webcast, here, now. Holding brain hands.
All right, welcome to Tech Webcast, episode 106. On Sky, we have Bob. What's up, Bob?
Not much, dude. Glad to see you got the episode right.
Yep. Before we started, I didn't get it right. I was a bit mixed up. Mate, coming up on the show, we've got a guest by the name of Kieran. How are you, Kieran?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm going pretty well, mate. I just want to get you on the show to talk about your YouTube channel and that sort of stuff. What sort of videos do you record, mate, on your channel?
I mainly do ones related to gaming. Sadly enough, you know, I'm complaining about games and trying to find faults with everything in the gaming world, which is somewhat controversial and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, fun nonetheless, because a lot of game reviewers will just, you know, blow smoke up other games' asses without talking the bad points. So that's, you know, where I come in.
Cool, mate. What's the baddest complaint you've put out about a game?
Probably Modern Warfare 2, because it was just absolutely horrible, and the game as a whole was horrible. You know, I don't think there was anything redeeming about it at all. You know, your commando, your riot shield, your noob tubes, everything. You know, it was just one big storm from the start, and it was horrible, horrible, horrible. So.
Wow. Okay,
I mean, you've all played it.
We've all played it. Yeah, I like the game. It's a good game. I like it. I got bored of it, so I stopped playing it, and I moved on to different games. What sort of setup do you have, Kieran, for you when you're recording videos and that, mate?
Regrettably, I bought a standard definition JVC camera because I thought that I wouldn't need the high definition. And then immediately upon purchasing it, I thought, damn, I should have paid the extra $100 and got the HD one. But nonetheless, you know, I suppose that it's video that is not really important as long as you can hear me all right, which is why I bought the C1U Behringer.
Yep.
Condenser
good
USB
mic.
Microphone.
Good mic.
So, which you're listening to me on now. So,
yeah, good mic,
that's,
yep.
That's pretty much it. Before I had my webcam, or my camera, I should say, it was just an usual screen of writing and then just me talking over. It's kind of like a podcast kind of style. And then okay. I got bored of that, so I bought a camera.
Oh, wow. Okay, wicked, mate. Do you get much into podcasting at all these days, or you just stick to videos?
Well, I wanted to do my own podcast, but we had multiple problems, is that... I could probably talk for about 12 hours and never get tired, and no one would listen. You know, I wasn't popular enough at that stage. I was looking at podcasting websites, and it was going to cost money, and I had no intention of, you know, doing that, and I couldn't grasp my head around it. And then eventually, game review site leveluptimes.com picked me up, and now we do a weekly podcast on there as a whole.
Sick.
So.
Wicked, mate. Wicked. Now, I want to ask you a question. Now, I've seen one of your videos. This is how I got hold of you. You did a video about the Foxtel on the Xbox 360. What are your thoughts on that? Just if you can give a bit of a short detail.
I think it's an absolute disgrace, and I think it's an excellent example of big corporations trying to nickel and dime, you know, Australia and New Zealand and all these other countries that get pretty much nothing for their dollar in terms of the Xbox Live marketplace. And, you know, if you live in America, you get ESPN for free, you get the amazing service of Netflix, and I understand that those are copyrighted and those in their specific countries, but, you know, even in Europe and the UK, I believe that if you have Sky Television,
Sky TV, yep,
then if you can get that free on your Xbox, provided you have it with your normal television anyway. In Australia, you haven't got that option, which is ridiculous.
Yep.
Because I have Foxtel. I don't understand why I would pay an extra $20 when I can just pay, you know, $5 for some component cables and run a cable under my house.
Mm.
So, you know, it's good that if you haven't got Foxtel in your area or something like that and you can stream it on the internet and on your Xbox, or you live in an apartment where you're not allowed to have a satellite dish or anything like that, but they got to remember too that we suffer from Australian internet with an average maybe of a kilobyte speed and then 2 gigabytes of usage each month. So I don't see how they expect it to be, as big as they want it to be.
Yeah, well, that's true in some way, but I use it all the time. I love it. It's you don't have to be on a contract. You don't need a set top box. You don't need nothing like that. No contract. No nothing. But I'm paying for about I don't know, $40 something a month for it, and it's not too bad. It's pretty good. I don't know. Yeah, not too bad.
Yeah. Well, if you enjoy it, you know, that's great. But I can't see the value in it.
I suppose I just find something more to watch than free to air. There's nothing much on free to air these days, and Freeview needs some more channels and stuff, and I have to add some more in. Do you get much into iPhone and iPad sort of stuff?
Not really. I've always going to primary school, all we had was Macs, and I kind of detested them for a while, and then we got to high school and all we used was PC, and it was amazing. And now I really kind of want to get an iMac, but going into university and TAFE next year, I can't justify spending the ridiculous price points that Apple want for their products. I own an iPhone. You know, I'm happy with it. It's a phone second and everything else first.
Yeah. Is it iPhone 4 or?
Pardon?
iPhone 4?
No, it's the iPhone 3GS.
Okay.
So, you know, happy with that. You know, but other than that, you know, I think that Apple are a bit too expensive for my liking.
Okay. Fair enough. When did you open up the channel?
I opened up the channel on April something or other 2008. I had one previous to that where I did the same thing, except that was when I was like 13, 14, so I sounded like a girl. So I thought, I'll scrap this and I'll start again.
Yep.
And so a few videos, and then I really didn't do anything much. And then when Modern Warfare 2 came out, I said, you know, stuff this. I'm going to have such a, you know, pessimistic look on video games from now on. And then I did one on Grand Theft Auto 4, just saying all the bad points, and you know, it just spiraled into that.
Cool. So do you have a favorite Xbox game you like to play all the time?
If people ask me all the time, you know, what's your favorite game? What's your favorite game? I don't really have a favorite game, but my favorite, the one that I play all the time is what my friends are generally playing. You know, Call of Duty, Red Dead Redemption,
yep,
whatever they're playing at the time. But in terms of single player, definitely games like open world games that can take you back to a past time, like Red Dead Redemption or Assassin's Creed. Other open world games like Grand Theft Auto, especially Saints Row. That's probably one of my favorite series, and games like that.
Cool. And what about Rock Band and the Kinect? What do you think about the Kinect?
I think the Kinect's amazing for its technology. I just wish that the gaming community in general could see that, because you know, we were kids once and we enjoyed playing, you know, what, Mario and Spy and, you know, stuff like that. And I don't think gamers today give children the chance, and they think that, oh, if I don't buy Kinect, you know, Bill Gates will come to my house and crap in my mailbox. You know, it's optional. You don't have to buy it. I mean, and people like to say, well, Microsoft is spending too much money and taking too much time on the Kinect. Like, what games have Microsoft made in the past 3 years that have been interesting at all? You know, it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, for sure. What else do you get up to on the internet, like, besides making videos and stuff? Do you get podcasting and that sort of thing?
On the internet, I'm now, thanks to my YouTube, got picked up by leveluptimes.com. Okay. I get a few review copies of games every month, so nice. I like to write reviews and stuff on that. Other than that, I'm not really active. I have a Twitter, I never use it.
Okay.
So other than that, I'm not really active on the internet.
All right. Explain to people about the Level Up podcast.
Oh, yes, the Level Up podcast is done by Adrian, Josh, Scott, and I. And we just talk about the week in games and what games we've been playing and what games we've had to review and stuff like that. It goes for about an hour or so.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay, and what episode are you up to at the moment?
Well, this is an interesting story. We've probably done about 8 episodes, and each one has found a good reason to be scrapped for some reason. So we've only got about 2 or 3 up at the website at the moment.
Wow. Okay. Interesting. Bob, any questions for Aaron, mate? For Kieran, I mean?
I've just like been sitting here laughing at the guy for the like past however long we've been doing this for.
Yeah.
I've got a question for you. What's Red Dead Redemption like? I've never actually bought that game.
What's Red Dead Redemption like?
Yeah.
Oh god, put me on the spot. Well, I did win Game of the Year the other night, so Maybe you should definitely check it out. But, you know, it's Grand Theft Auto set in the Wild West. I suppose it's the simplest.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah,
it's the simplest way to put it. But yeah, if you're looking for a really good story, and a multiplayer as an add-on instead of focusing all the attention to multiplayer, which is a shame that most games do now, then definitely pick up Red Dead Redemption.
Mm. And yeah. Also, I hear there's a new Forza game coming out too. Did you hear about that?
I did.
Yep.
I don't care about racing games. I don't see the point in paying $100 to go around a track 500 times. It doesn't interest me.
Do you have the
Microsoft Game Studios make it though?
Yeah. Do you have the new Xbox 360, the newer one, or you have the older one?
I bought a 250 gigabyte Xbox about 2 months before they announced the new one, so I'm not going to go and buy one. I mean, the only reason I would is because the free built-in Wi-Fi, because at the moment I'm in my room with the modem's out in the back room. You know, I'm not going to give you a tour of my house, but so now I have to have an Ethernet cord from my laptop to my Xbox and run a bridge connection, and it's all these kind of different troubles. So if it ever bothers me enough, I might go out and buy a new Xbox.
Shit. So just explain to people how you've got the internet set up at home.
The internet, I live in a large house, so I couldn't be bothered, because I'm absolutely afraid of things under the house, such as spiders and that, so I couldn't be bothered running an Ethernet cord under. So the internet is out in the back room. It's all wireless.
Yep.
So that comes into my laptop. I bridge that connection with the Ethernet port, and the Ethernet cable goes from the Ethernet port on the laptop into the Xbox.
Ah, okay.
So instead of paying the ridiculous price of, what, 100 and 100, 200, is it? I can't even remember for the wireless adapter. Better off just doing that for free.
Mm. Mm. So you don't have a phone port in your room or anything like that?
No.
Oh, okay.
Live in a 60-year-old house. There's about 2 phone ports in the whole house.
Shit. Oh, so one of them houses, the highest ceiling houses, have they?
Yes.
Oh, okay, yeah, another ones. So what else do you get into, mate? Any other stuff like music and stuff? And
I enjoy gambling.
Yeah.
The pokies.
Oh, fuck, okay.
Probably a little bit too much. and soccer or football, whatever you want to call it. And okay. That's about it. I'm kind of a boring person.
I think the pokies are really fucked up people the past days. I think, I don't know what you reckon of it, but do you think they're bad or?
Well, I seem to get on. I know it sounds ridiculous, but I seem to think that I've won more than I've lost. So.
Oh really?
I'm kind of happy.
Shit. Okay. All right. So what's coming up in your next video, mate?
And my next video, I have absolutely no idea. I used to think of an idea, I'd write it down.
Yep.
And I created that many ideas that all sounded very similar that I thought, I can't do this, otherwise every video will sound the same. So as soon as an idea pops into my head, I'll turn the camera on and talk about it. I can't do a system of planning ahead. It's just I can't work that way.
Well, all right, okay. Who's your favorite YouTube people you follow on YouTube?
Oh, this is a hard one. People I follow on YouTube, probably NoobTube. I don't know if you guys watch them.
No, I know him.
Tobin and Yuzo on there. They're really popular. They do a weekly independent podcast on YouTube. Definitely a big fan of them.
Okay.
Other than that, T2 Darlanton. I don't know if you've heard of him. He's another quite popular guy that talks about video games. And just some of my smaller friends that I've met through YouTube I like to watch. I'm not a big fan of watching the really big guys, because they just don't interest me. I'm not a big fan of Machinima either, you know, so...
Yeah.
So that's about it.
Yeah. And what about you, Bob? Who do you follow on YouTube? I've asked you this question before.
I'm more of a technology guy. I've never really followed anyone on YouTube who does gaming. But, you know, obviously you just mentioned a few, so I'll probably go and take a look at those guys.
For sure.
I've subscribed myself to your channel, Kieran. Sorry. Apologies for the stuffy nose. You got a cold. Goddamn weather in Britain. I hate it. But yeah, I do gaming myself, so I don't really need anyone.
No. It's a good channel, mate. I came across that your channel because I'd seen the Foxtel, and I thought you'd come on and have a bit of chat about that. And that's
yes, very good.
And so. Sponsorship? Are you looking for any sponsors at all for your channel or anything like that?
I'm welcome to it. You know, I'm not going to go out there and ask someone, hey, come and have a look at my channel and, you know, help me do something or other. But, you know, if there's people out there that would like to help or do anything, they're more than welcome.
Okay. And is this your main job?
No, at the moment I'm a student.
Oh, okay. Do you make much money from being a partner on YouTube?
It depends. Like, You make it AdSense per day. I'm not going to go into the details, but you know, when games like Black Ops came out, for those few days, I was making a lot more than I am at the moment per day. So it's up and down.
Okay. All right. Okay. And what's the next game you're going to buy?
Oh, this is a hard one. No idea. I definitely got to look into getting Dead Space and Batman Arkham Asylum, ones that I haven't played from the past years. So definitely some older ones, seeing as though there really aren't that many good games coming out in the next couple of months, I don't think, anyway.
Yeah.
Mass Effect 2 rules for the PC. Wow. I mean, the graphics just totally blow you away. I've seen a video on YouTube talking about Mass Effect 2. What a game. What a game. I can't wait till the next one comes out, if they ever make a next one. That game was absolutely huge. What did you think about Mass Effect 2 then?
I got it with my Xbox when I bought it earlier this year. So it wasn't one of them games that I had to have. And then playing it, I can see why I was ignorant and I really had to have it, because it was just so good. And I'm actually replaying through it now after months of putting it off. And it's really good. I like games like Mass Effect where you can play it four times and never see the same thing. So it's definitely one up there, and it's a must own for 360 and PC owners, and soon to be coming to the PlayStation 3. And I'm happy that the VGAs the other night, they announced the third one coming late next year, I believe.
Cool. Really? Man. Oh wow! I've definitely got that one then.
Good stuff. What are your views on the PS3 console?
Oh man, we're trying to start a war here. What are my views?
Well,
on
not
the
really.
PS3?
We're not trying to start a war. I just want to get your view on it.
PS3 fucking sucks balls. That's what the PS3 does.
I think that this whole console wall is stupid. So my thoughts on the PlayStation 3, I think it's an excellent piece of hardware that is too hard for people to make games for, and I think that's proven that every port, you know, of an Xbox 360 looks worse on the PlayStation 3. I think Sony and the PlayStation 3 online community seem to have this negative attitude that because it's free, that doesn't mean it should be good. And I think that, you know, PlayStation users should rebel, because in terms of the PlayStation Network, it's horrible, it's laggy, it's crap, it's slow.
Yep.
I don't like the controller at all. You know, there's just all these small little things I don't like about it. It's hard to use. I mean, I'm a tech kind of guy, so I can understand it. But, you know, when you're trying to connect to the internet, for example, it'll say, da-da-da-da-da, error message. In terms of if that happens on the Xbox, it'll say, try this, do this, and
exactly.
Stuff like that. And
exactly.
I think it's for a much more mature fan base, but it's definitely an amazing built console.
Okay, what sort of display do you use for your gaming?
I recently purchased a 32-inch Panasonic Viera television,
nice.
HDMI, that I use. So I'm very happy with that. And I just bought the, you know, the generic 5.1 Logitech $150 speakers, which work really well.
Wicked, mate, wicked. You got that set on 1080p for your Xbox?
Yes.
Wicked,
yes.
Nice, same. What is your gamer tag so people can add you? Can people add you on Xbox Live or not?
Yes, you can send me a message. I have a thing with adding people, because I used to do it all the time, and then people just sit on your friends list and they never play with you, so I like to keep an active friends list. Like, I'll add people and then delete them, and then so I can keep the friends list in terms of the fan base or the subscriber base, so everyone can have a go.
Mm.
But my gamer tag is Profitable Hobo, capital P, capital H, and a space in between.
All right. Okay, and what's your gamer tag, Bob? So can people add you, mate?
All in caps locks.
Yep.
DJ space.
Yep.
D34MO.
All right. Okay. And people can add me. It's MEGABIAS 28. That's Mega Bias 28. You can add me if you're into playing games and stuff and that sort of good stuff. Do you watch many movies on the Xbox at all?
God, no. I'm not a fan of supporting what they're trying to do. Same with Foxtel. I mean, Americans, you know, you can pay $10 a month and have as many movies as you want for free. And in terms of this Zune marketplace garbage, let's pay 500 Microsoft points for one movie. You know, I'd rather go to the video store, buy it, or rent it.
I spend about $100 a month on Sky in your money.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's how much I pay, roughly.
And how many channels do you get on that, Bob? Roughly,
thousands.
Yeah, so that's what we need over here. Our TV system's fucked.
And
over
even
here.
Our Freeview, you know, we get free HD channels on our Freeview. We've got a shitload of channels on Freeview.
Yeah, as I said before, our TV system over here is just fucked over here. We've got 18 Freeview channels, and one more is coming next month in January. I think it's the 11th of January, called Channel 11, I think. 11 or something. Is that correct?
Yeah, I haven't even got the new HD television.
Oh,
or the new television, the aerial stuff, and I can be bothered buying a new one.
Oh, okay.
Because I've got Foxtel, that's all I watch.
Oh, okay. What do you watch on Foxtel, if you don't mind me asking? That's a good question.
Porn.
if only. The Discovery Channel and the History Channel, Crime Channel, National Geographic, stuff like that. I used to watch a bit of the Comedy Channel, but that's just crap now. So
yeah.
The Discovery Network, stuff like that.
I've been getting into a show called Banged Up Abroad. Have you seen that show? Banged Up Abroad? Have you seen that before?
Oh, yes, Banged Up Abroad, yes.
Yep, abroad, yep.
Yeah, I watch that quite often. Sometimes I've got a good marathon, maybe once every month, that I like to watch.
Very interesting, that show. Very crazy cunts with drugs and shit. I don't know why they do it, but anyway, just crazy. All right, so what else is coming up on your channel, mate, before we go? Any plugs you want to add before we go, or...?
Not really. Just go to the channel, have a look, and do what you want. And send me hate mail. I really enjoy hate mail.
Really? What's the weirdest email you've ever gotten?
Oh, the weirdest email I've ever got was from somebody's sister that told me that they wanted to go out with me.
Oh yeah.
And it was flattering, but you know, no, thank you. But in terms of hate, there was this one guy that sent me a message saying that because I can't quickscope and because I did a video saying why quickscoping sucks, that I should go and kill myself. I thought that was a bit extreme, so
shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
you get a fair bit of hatred on the old YouTube.
Yeah.
Fuck the haters, that's what I say.
Yeah, I agree. And what about you, Bob? Have you got any weird comments on your videos that you may have?
I've had death threats and all such and such before. It doesn't fucking bother me. Hey, come to my fucking house if you know where to live. I'll fucking cut your head off on my front doorstep.
Yeah. There is some crazy cunts on Justin TV. I have to agree with that. There's some really crazy people on there, some weird ones as well. Ask some weird questions and stuff.
There's some horrible, horrible people out there. I mean, you know, there you are just doing your daily load of bollocks over the internet, you know, just minding your own business, you know, just making a video for other people's enjoyment. And then next minute, this fucking dude comes along and goes, "What? I'm fucking big and harder than you. So what? My dick's big and harder than yours." You know what I mean? It's just pointless.
Well, this podcast is going to be exclusive this episode. So your YouTube channel, mate. What do you want to get out of it?
Not much. You know, I'm just happy that people watch it. You know, that's the end of the story. If I wasn't a partner, I'd still be doing it. I wasn't a partner for 2 years, and I was still doing it. So it's not about the money. It's not about being recognised. It's about, you know, entertaining people and trying to show people, you know, the other side of the game, instead of saying this game is amazing, this game is amazing, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah. So just before we go, what sort of tips can you give someone that wants to start up a YouTube channel?
Oh man, try and be different. Don't buy a HD capture card and do nothing but gameplay commentaries. You know, everyone does that. Everyone, you know, talks and tries to troll everyone. You know, just try and be original, as hard as that is on YouTube, and you'll probably get somewhere.
Okay. All right. And where can they find you on Twitter?
You find me on Twitter at www.twitter.com/YAIM.
YAIM, yep.
Yeah, I never use it, so.
Okay. All right. And Bob, where can they find you on Twitter, mate?
Twitter.com/TechLuster.
And what's the other one you use, mate? Elite Demon, isn't it?
Twitter.com/EliteDemon, yeah.
Okay. And you find me on Tech Webcast, Brad Oz, and Tech Luster. Tech Luster episode 8 was going to come out this week. Is that correct, Bob?
Yeah.
Who's on this week, mate?
It's coming out tomorrow.
No, not tomorrow, mate. On Wednesday, mate.
Is it Wednesday? Oh,
no,
dude,
tomorrow's not confused. Wednesday, mate. Tomorrow's Tuesday. Get with it.
It's actually Monday today for me.
Yeah, tomorrow's Tuesday. Who's on this week, mate?
I've no idea, you know, dude.
A well-oiled machine?
It's my podcast that I don't have a fucking...
Yeah, you're a fail at this podcast, but what the fuck's going on, mate? God, it's your podcast, you don't write anything down.
You know why? Because I have a beautiful, sexy assistant like you, Brad.
Fuck off. Okay. Who? I'm not sure who's on this week, but I think someone's on. I think someone's from Tackle some company or something. Make some tablets.
Oh yeah, the Windows tablets.
Yeah, which we never got a sponsor for, which sucks.
Yeah. All right. You let us down.
Yeah. Let us down. All right, so if anyone wants to sponsor us, let us know. You can email me at techwebcast@gmail.com or send us an email as well at the same address. Any last words before we go?
None from me. Okay. Just go check out the website, check out the YouTube.
Yep.
You know?
Yep, yep.
That's about it.
Okay, one word about Foxtel before we go.
Shit.
Tech Webcast. Streamed from our brains to our mouths. To your ears, to your brain. It's like our brains are holding hands. Brain hands. That doesn't really make sense, but Tech Webcast does. Tech stuff, gadgets, games. Come and wander around geek heaven with us. Tech Webcast. Here, now. Holding brain hands.